Now, there are many companies that do collect it through catalog sales and on the internet, but it's not required if they don't have a physical presence here in the state of Ohio. So many don't. So again, it's still the purchaser's responsibility to pay that use tax. If they don't, when the purchase is actually made, then what we recommend to people is that they keep track of those purchases throughout the year in which they didn't pay sales tax, and then calculate it on their personal income tax return, their 1040, at the end of the year, and pay it at that time.
You say that some people are already doing that.
Yep.
You estimate 57,000 Ohioans have been doing that, have been paying the use tax after the fact. But if everybody really did pay this who owes it, instead of 57,000 Ohioans, what do you estimate the number would be?
Bill, I don't have an estimate. It's really difficult to tell. We know that we collect about $3 million and on the 1040s, you know, at the end of the year. And you know, it may sound like a lot of money, but when you look at the total sales and use tax collection for at the state level is over $9 billion a year. Obviously, the amount of sales that are taking place on the internet and through catalogs would be a much greater percentage than that. So we know there's a lot more going on. It's just there's no real way to estimate that. What you know, what we're looking for is awareness. You know, letting people know that it is the law. It is state law, has been for a long time, and that they should say, you know, we all have an obligation to follow it.
Has anybody been prosecuted for not paying it in Ohio?
Not prosecuted. When audits are taking place of businesses and we determine that there are use taxes that should have been collected, then of course that will be part of the audit findings. But I wouldn't say prosecution, though.
I guess what I'm asking is there any real incentive for people to really pay this other than just your moral urging about it?
Well, you know, on a personal level, I suppose it is more along those lines. But on the business side of things, again, if it is found in an audit, then they will have to pay interest and penalties for the years in which it wasn't paid. And, you know, many times that can be equal to or even in excess of the actual tax that was originally owed.
Every once in a while, we hear that Congress is going to do something to basically make sure all these taxes are paid up front, but it never seems to happen.
Yeah, those ideas have been around for a while. There's at least a couple of bills in Congress. I assume that one day, I'm not going to predict when, but at some point, Congress will probably do something to level the playing field for the internet purchasers as well as the purchasers that have the traditional brick-and-mortar stores.